beautiful friends. Welcome to the Arise to Life podcast, where we share real and raw conversations about our sometimes crazy, but always beautiful kind of lives. I'm Madison.
Hey, it's Jill.
It's me, Sarah.
And hey, it's Ashlyn, and we are so excited that you're joining us today. Our desire is to encourage every girl in every season to arise to the abundant life that is waiting for her. Whether you're wrestling your toddlers or having a cup of coffee, we're here to come alongside of you and share the ups and downs of our faith, friendship, and everything in between. We're so excited to welcome you to our first Raw Reel. And so I'm just going to take a minute to explain what that is. As we were talking the other day, we were thinking about how, as friends, we like to encourage each other and just share our lives with one another. And so we want to invite you guys into our lives. We want to share our lives with you as well. So we're just going to take a minute in between our episodes to just share a glimpse into our week with you guys. It'll be testimonies, stories, things that the Lord is speaking to us. And so,
and Sarah will always say something funny.
Yes, guaranteed that Sarah will say something funny. But who wants to go first? Okay,
anybody?
I'll look at each other.
So I just want to share this week. This was a really big week for the Adams House. Our two youngest, Jax and Mia, both got baptized this week. They went to Encounter Kids Camp and had an amazing time. That place is so fun. So if you haven't gotten your kids signed up, the last one's this week, but next summer you should totally... This is a shameless plug for Encounter Camps, but we had such a great time. And so after camp, they decided that they wanted to get baptized. And for my youngest, Mia, the thing that was keeping her for the longest time from getting baptized was fear. She was afraid of putting her face in the water. And so she went a good 2 years without getting baptized because she was afraid. And so at this last Encounter Camp, she was doing the zip line and she was doing the screamer swing. And she was just, I mean... crushing fears left and right, and decided, okay, it's time. I'm brave enough. I'm going to get baptized. And I was like stoked. We were all stoked for her. And so all of our Encounter family met us down at the lake, and we walked up to the area we were going to get baptized, and a copperhead, I kid you not, a copperhead swam up right in front of us. And immediately Mia was like, I'm afraid. I don't want to anymore. And it made me mad at the enemy because she was finally overcoming this fear, and the enemy's like, okay, I'm going to get in her head again. But, you know, it took a little bit of coaxing, and she finally just stepped out in that water, and she went and she got baptized, and we all cheered for her. And it just painted a picture to me of, you know, all the things that she overcame and the way that she just stepped out there in faith, and God took care of her. Even afterwards, she said, I was scared, but God protected me. And so just that childlike faith really spoke so much to my heart, and then also reminded me of the way I need to pray for my kids. The enemy does, you know, he wants to come after them just the same as he comes after us. So I just have to be diligent in praying that protection over her and all three of my kids. So.
That was good.
Yeah.
Who wants to follow Jill? Because I don't.
I'll go. Mine's not. Well, anyway. So it's been a few months now, but the Lord's been telling me to really focus on studying on the gifts that He has given us. And we all have different gifts that He's given us, but I just haven't really studied it. I knew I was supposed to, and I've just been putting it off. And then we had server training last week. And Sheila got up and talked about the gifts that were given. And so the Lord was like, okay, like this is your sign again. Like it's time to really get serious and study. So it was today actually. I was in the toy room with my daughter Eden, and we're cleaning up the toy room. And I said, Eden, you go pick up the books and I'll do the puzzles. And after a while, she came over and she said, Mommy, I want to do the puzzles with you. And I said, well, if you go do the books and I do the puzzles, then we're doing two different things, but we're getting things done faster. It's just a better way to get things done. And she got mad at me because she wanted to do what I was doing. And the Lord was like, that's exactly how our gifts work. You might have a gift and someone else might have a gift, but if I'm chasing after someone else's gift, then my gift won't work like it's supposed to. And then, like, the body as a whole, it's not going to work like it's supposed to because I'm doing something that I'm not meant to do. And so that's just something that He really spoke to me. And Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. I love how the Lord, like, uses our kids or just wherever we're at to speak to us what he needs. You know, if we're open to his voice, then he's going to speak to us in whatever way he can. So I'll go next. I just struggle with rest. I feel like I don't know how to rest. And if someone's like, just rest, that's my answer. I don't know how. What's the first step to rest? I don't know. I feel like my mind is constantly going. My body has to be constantly going, or it's a failed day. If I'm not continually doing something, then I didn't do a productive day, or I didn't, you know. And so the enemy just is really in my head that I have to go and I have to be doing all the time physically or mentally in order to be having a good day. And so today also I was looking on Instagram, I think, and Bethel posted this, and it was just like, have you ever had one of those aha moments where you saw something and you just knew, like it just clicked, like, you know, it was like your answer. And that was it for me. And Bethel said, the Lord is inviting us into rest, not the absence of activity, but the absence of control. And it just clicked for me. Like, in the past, I have struggled with control, just in different things in my life. I like to be in control, and I've had to gradually lay those things down. But what the Lord told me is the reason I can't rest is because there's still something that I'm holding on to the control of. And so I'm excited to seek the Lord to see exactly what that is so that I can rest, because the Lord tells us to rest and it's important for us to rest. And so I'm excited to figure out what it is that I need to let go of so that I can learn to rest. So
yeah, that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Well, Sarah's next, but Save first it. She's got to tell you the big thing that happened with, what was your big day, Sarah? What'd you do today?
Ronnie's gone.
Ronnie!
Oh, man.
Rest in peace to Ronnie.
She's actually out in the car.
Ronnie is in a paper bag in the car, sober.
Can you explain who that is for
my extensions?
Her hair extensions are no more.
The hair extensions out. Yeah.
Thankfully, it's just hair extensions.
Not like person, like, call somebody, you can be worried about somebody.
It looks so good,
somebody
though.
Somebody named Ronnie. Well, since you saved the best for last, let me just share. So, a couple weeks ago, a group of friends and I, we were going in the cave here at Encounter Cove, and I was no big deal. We were just going to go to the cave, but there's a part where you have to go, where you have to climb and go through, like, a gate. And I was like, okay, that's good, let's leave. And then Michael takes my oldest Nugget, and they just, and JD and a couple other people, and they just take off in the cave. And I'm like, okay, everything's fine. So, but the longer it took, the more fear that just rised up in me. And I started to react in a way that, like, I'm not proud of. I'll just be honest. Like, fear just kind of overtook me. And in that moment, I realized, like, I am afraid when he's not around that something bad is going to happen, or I can't control, like, what happens to him. He's only safe if I'm around. And I've been praying for school, to send him back to public school. So I know the Lord was using this opportunity. So I didn't like the way I reacted. So I went home that night and I just prayed. And when I was in the shower, I was praying, and the Lord said, you don't trust me. And, you know, I've heard that before in my life. So I just said, yes, I do, Lord. And he said, you don't trust me with Nugget. And I thought, yeah, I do. You know, I said, yeah, I do. And he said, you don't trust me enough to even send him to public school. And I just broke down in tears, right? So I got out of the shower and I talked to Michael, and then I got in my word, and I ended up in the book of Psalm, and I ended up in 142, where David is, like, struggling with fear because he's hiding from Saul in a cave. And I was just like, Lord, you're so funny. And it dawned on me that in that moment he was taking refuge in the cave. He was finding peace in the cave. He was finding his alone time with the Lord in the cave, because he was hiding from his problems. And I was just like, what a moment it was to realize that I had this unrealistic fear that if I wasn't around, then Nugget wouldn't be protected. But like in the book of Psalm, I'm not Nugget's shield, really. Mm-hmm. God is. Mm-hmm. And so he just used this so big in my life, so I'm sending him to public school.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with public school, though. Yeah. That's not what it was about. It was a fear that I had harbored that I didn't even really realize I had.
Yeah, so, you know, this has just all happened to us in this last week. So
real and raw.
Real and raw. But we just want to invite you guys to do life with us, really. So we just pray that
listening to a little bit of our week and seeing how the Lord speaks to us will encourage you. And we would love to hear stories from you as well. Yeah. So these will be coming out once a month, right along with our other episodes. We'll do the episode on the first Monday of every month, and then 2 weeks later we'll go ahead and post one of these. So we pray that you guys have an amazing week, and we can't wait to see you next time.
Bye.